Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
On the fan. McMonagle here with you. We made it. We made it to Football Friday, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours as I always do. Unless you hear the Midnight Ride music. Haven't heard that in a while. I'm sure it'll be back soon, but I got 3 hours tonight or this morning until the warm-up show at 5. Fliegelman on the other side. We're taking your calls at 888-808-1019. We will get to the Yankees. And Juan Soto is a Yankee. First walk-off of many, I'm sure, in a Yankee uniform. We'll get to that win against the Boston Red Sox and the two-game lead they now have, as we are still, even on a Football Friday, in pennant race baseball. We did see the first game of the year last night, Thursday Night Football on Amazon. And unfortunately, we saw the Dolphins get drubbed by the Buffalo Bills, 31-10, and really the Bills, I thought, made a statement in this game. You know, a lot of people down on the Bills to start the year. Defense is a little bit weaker, not as many weapons for the offense, salary cap hell, what have you. And for these first 2 weeks, I know they got off to a rough start against Arizona a little bit, but absolutely have looked like a force. And the run game with Cook last night, 3 touchdowns for him, 1 in the passing game, and Josh Allen didn't even have to do anything. They just completely overran and made Tua have a rough night up until Tua's injury, which unfortunately that's going to be the story of that game last night. It's not going to be the loss. It's going to be Tua having his third NFL concussion. Yet again, seeing the fencing hand gestures of clutching a fist and just making you sick to your stomach, watching this poor kid continue to have these injuries on the field. The Dolphins' inability to have a backup quarterback. They're going to stick with Skylar Thompson when, you know, they know Tua's injuries. And if you're a Dolphins fan right now, yes, you managed to pull a game out of the fire week one against Jacksonville. But right now, getting embarrassed by Buffalo, which is your calling card, and having your young quarterback hurt again. And by the way, like, the idea that he should go through normal protocol, that this should be a week, he needs to be shut down for an extended period of time. And we can have the discussion, and we will, 888-808-1019, on what we think about this, what concussions mean to his career, let alone the season. But I do want to start with what I would tell you is about as important a week two that we have seen around here in a long time for two completely different reasons. Both teams facing extremely important second games of the season. And for the New York Giants, it's almost as if will we have a season hangs in the balance. And for the Jets, I don't know if it's so much will we have a season, because I do believe in this team and I do believe in the quarterback, but it's almost, are they going to show early on here whether or not this is a team that A, can be a contender to take on teams like the Buffalo Bills, who played out last night. Are they going to be a contender for a kind of team that can contend with the San Francisco 49ers, who clearly they couldn't week one? And do they have a coach? Because I think both of these coaches in week two are really out in forefront of their teams and how they're going to play and what kind of teams they have and what kind of seasons they're going to have. Now, for the New York Giants and Brian Daboll, week one was disgusting. Much like week one of last year and much like all of last year. And this coach that the Giant fans have really rallied around, Giant fans believed in week one, after really just after just showing some competence, right? After the disasters of all the Gettleman hires and every coach we've seen since Tom Coughlin, just to have Brian Daboll in this building and what he did week one against Tennessee in that first year, leading them in a team that nobody had any expectations for, taking them to the playoffs, winning a road playoff game with this quarterback. And I know it's always about the quarterback, and you'll hear me say it's hard to have a conversation about the New York Giants. It's hard to have a conversation about the New York Jets, frankly, without talking about the quarterback. It's that important a position. And Daniel Jones is that important and quite clearly that instrumental in how they play. And as much as I have a difficult time getting away from it, for me, I'm really focused on what kind of coach the Giants have. Because if you look at how they played to open this season, you look at how they played to open last season, you look at the kind of effort they gave and how overmatched they were by, quite frankly, I'm sorry, a team that I don't know how good they are and a quarterback that's been a bust and is on his fourth team in Sam Darnold. And they came in there and absolutely wiped the floor with the New York Giants. And they had no game plan, at least for the first half offensively. In the second half, it almost as if the Vikings kind of went into cruise control, but clearly the touchdown stopped after the pick six kind of ended the game for everybody. But no offensive game plan, no defensive game plan, zero effort, zero getting after the pass rusher, zero sort of scheming it to make Daniel Jones able to do anything. And as they head into this week, and specifically this opponent, because whether or not Kayvon Thibodeau wants to call them a rival, let me tell you quite plainly, the Washington Commanders are the only rival they have. The Cowboys are not a rivalry. The Philadelphia Eagles are not a rivalry. They see those two teams, they fold. They see those two teams, talent just washes over you as you watch them get overrun year after year after year. The Washington Commanders, for whatever reason, namely because they've been almost as inept a franchise as the Giants have for the last decade, under new leadership, under a new head coach, with a new franchise quarterback, but still a team that this Giant team can match up with. A team that this Giant team can actually and has actually played well against, and a team that this quarterback has actually played his best football. And if this coach can't figure out a way to get a go up against the team that allowed Baker Mayfield, now I know Baker Mayfield has had a bit of a resurgence here, played well last year, won a playoff game last year, was a number one overall pick, but what he did to this Commanders team last week, throwing for four touchdown passes and doing whatever he wants, this Washington defense could end up being the worst in the NFL. And if you watch Jaden Daniels play last week, the offensive line isn't that good. They've got, you know, McLaurin, if he can get him the ball. Like, this is the team that is just in year one, week two, of building this franchise up.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is year three for this head coach. This is year three for this GM. This is year six for this quarterback. And this is the one team you feel like you have a bit of confidence against, that you've actually seen this team play well against. And if this goes the way it went last week, if you see the same inept offense, if you see the same inability for the first-round draft pick in Thibodeau and the trade acquisition and big-time contract for Burns, if you see the inability to get after and make Jaden Daniels uncomfortable, if you see the inability to see their own quarterback be comfortable and make some plays and get the ball to your stud wide receiver, who everybody told me was going to change how Daniel Jones plays because he's never had it before, and the offensive line is revamped and all the stuff we've talked about. If this coach can't figure out a way to bounce back and get this win before embarking on what's the rest of the schedule, and I know the Cleveland Browns are suspect right now, and we have to find out who they are, but you go to play Cleveland, then you go to play the Cowboys. What season do the Giants have if this game doesn't look dramatically different than week one? And what kind of coach and what kind of belief system do we have in this tandem of Brian Daboll and Joe Shane if they can't get up for this game? If they can't make this offense look like it's a functioning NFL offense? If they can't take the quarterback, who I might tell you is awful, and I might tell you and point out all the different throws at different feet and every other disaster that was week one, a quarterback that they were forced to give a contract to, and that's fine, I'll even give them that, but it is a contract, a quarterback they paid $40 million a year for. This is the guy we saw in Hard Knocks saying, hey, what do you do? My plan is to fix the offensive line, get him a weapon. Hey, we paid him $40 million. He's got to go out there and play. That's the plan. Once they realized they couldn't trade up for the quarterback they're going against this week, that was the plan. Fix the offensive line, get him a weapon. He's making $40 million. It's the year of Daniel Jones. They are tied to him as much as they didn't draft him. And as much as I'll tell you, it'll be a shame if this coach gets fired, moves on, never does anything without having his own quarterback that he drafted and had a chance to develop. I agree with that, but that doesn't change the fact they are tied to this quarterback. They paid him. They made the decision to stick with him. They're the ones with full autonomy, as you saw in Hard Knocks. The owner might have his opinions, but these two are running the show. Joe Shane's running the show. Brian Daboll's kicking his feet up in the office, running the show. They're the director of year six, Daniel Jones. They're the director of this roster. They're the architect of this defensive backfield and this offensive line. And if it looks like it looked like last week, I don't know what kind of season the Giants are going to have. I don't know what kind of season I need. You know, at the beginning of the year, they talked about, the owner said he needs massive improvement or whatever. What does that mean? Well, it's certainly not a playoff mandate. Not with this roster, you wouldn't expect that. Not in this division, you wouldn't expect that. And ultimately, I don't know what the ceiling is for this team. But I can tell you what the floor is. And we'll have a really good idea of what the floor is of this team after this game against Washington. Because this is a game the Giants, even at their worst over the last handful of years, even with their worst with Joe Judge running the show, even at their worst, they figured out a way to beat this Washington team. And if they can't do it now, and if they can't show you representative football, and this team comes out flat again, and they're down two touchdowns at halftime, and it looks like it did last week against the Vikings, I think it's a major indictment, not only on the quarterback And that's low-hanging fruit, and I get it, and I've tasted that forbidden fruit week after week. But it's an indictment on this coach. It's an indictment on this regime. And for everybody who is wondering and speculating on whether or not this coach is going to be on the hot seat, how could he not be if they don't look like they belong on the field with the Washington Commanders? And the Jets, it's a little bit different because I don't think anybody expects whether or not the season's on the line. But this defense last week was an absolute joke. And they were overrun. And I know how good the 49ers are, and I've been saying it all week. It's the toughest game they're going to play all year. It's one of, if not the best rosters in the sport. You're going to find out how their season goes along. They can do this even without Christian McCaffrey. You know, they're coached up. That run scheme from Shanahan's as good as the NFL provides. Blah, 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 blah. And I agree with all that. But we also talked about this early easy schedule. And it's one thing to lose to the 49ers. It's another to look like they don't belong on the field. And as they head into week two, and this coach, who we can talk about the offensive coordinator and the quarterback running the show offensively. And we could talk about, you know, he's never had a quarterback. He's never had a functioning offense. I don't know what I, you know, about Joe's, about Saleh. I don't know what kind of coach he is. Everyone's telling me how terrible he is. How could you possibly guess? Well, I can tell you this. He's the leader of this defense. And if this defense against Will Levis doesn't completely have a turnaround, and with Aaron Rodgers brought here to turn this team and transform this team into a Super Bowl caliber team, I'll tell you right now, if this game's in the balance with 5 minutes left, I'm going to be disappointed. Now, a win's a win, and you can build from it, and I won't apologize for it. I won't kill them for it. But let's be honest. They're far superior than this team. And if this defense can't stop Pollard, and this defense can't stop this running game, and they can't make that quarterback uncomfortable, and after you saw him throw away a 17-point lead to the Chicago Bears without giving up an offensive touchdown, how do you not bounce back off a week where you were embarrassed and everybody told you that you have proven to us that you are not a Super Bowl caliber team just yet? How do you not get that room? How do you not get that defense? How do you not allow a game plan offensively with Aaron Rodgers, who looked like Aaron Rodgers to me last week, to go out there and absolutely dismantle the Tennessee Titans? I know the NFL's tough. There's no such thing as an easy game. They're not favored by 10 points. But the fact of the matter is that if they're going to be who we all thought they could be, and if they're going to be a Super Bowl caliber team, what Super Bowl caliber teams do, I don't care if it's both games on the road to start the year, they bounce back off of miserable performances. And when you look at this team, the biggest question mark, without question, when before we recognized what the defensive line was going to do against the 49ers, the biggest question mark heading into this year was the coach. I think that was everybody's major concern, what kind of coach they have. The next day, you know, we hear different opinions on it, but I hear Evan talking about, I don't know how is he going to match up with Andy Reid? How is he going to match up with the great coaches in the league? He couldn't match up with Shanahan. Maybe he can match up with Callahan here in his first foray into the head coaching world for Tennessee. And he better. They better look like the better prepared team. They better look like a team who just got their ass kicked a week ago. And this defense better look like a group that recognizes they are not the 85 Bears. And if they don't go out there and at least play like one of the better defenses in this league, and they allow Pollard and this run game of Tennessee to beat them up like the 49ers did, well, not only are we questioning whether or not they have a coach, we're going to be questioning whether or not they have a team capable of ending this ridiculous drought of playoff football. This is as big a week two for both of these franchises. Will the Giants have a season? Are the Jets anywhere near as good as we thought? And I know week two is famous for its overreactions. And when we get to picks, which of course we'll do here on this Friday morning, this football Friday, when we get to the picks, there's probably a lot of overreaction throughout the NFL and a lot of overreaction lines that you look to take advantage on in week two. But I don't think it's hyperbole. I don't think it is an overreaction specifically for the Giants to look at this week two, the opponents they're playing, bouncing back from the way they performed in week one and learning a lot about what kind of group they have and about the men who are leading them. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. We'll have a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take your calls. We'll get more into the Dolphins situation and the Tua situation. And, of course, we will talk about some baseball as the Yankees get a much-needed win against the Red Sox. Back-to-back extra-inning wins when they've been terrible in extra innings in recent history since the Manfred Mann rule has been implemented. They are now two full games above the Baltimore Orioles. They continue their series against the Red Sox. And if you want to get into it, even I know it's Football Sunday and Football Friday here, but the Mets are about to play an enormous series against the Philadelphia Phillies starting later today. So baseball is always on the table with me. You know that. But we will start with a very important week two here on this Football Friday.